join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Once again, we will be sharing global headlines with you, and Jack will be sharing the Bible. He'll be telling us how the global headlines are revealed in the Bible. They're all there. This first headline, Iranian nuclear deal raises fears in the West. And Iran presidency's countdown to Israel's end. The Jerusalem Post, Iran would destroy Israel. U.S. bases. Now they're talking about Israel and 32 of our U.S. bases, if necessary. Again, U.S. Senator Lieberman, impose sanctions on Iran or attack it. Again, Russia says they won't back crippling Iran sanctions. In other words, they are buddies. Russia and Iran are standing together, so they're not going to back what we want to do. Ahmadinejad, Israel is flag of Satan, may face disintegration. Can you believe that one? Flag of Satan? And Syria's Mufti, Islam commands us to protect Judaism. Now, this really, really surprised me. This is a Sunni scholar, Shiite professor Abdul Adi Palazzi, and he supports a Jewish state by divine right. But the path to peace and tolerance will not be smooth. And he is standing there in the Mideast. He is saying it belongs to them by religious rights, divine right. That truly did surprise me.
And so Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 12, the love of many shall wax cold. They're going to become indifferent. Oh, who cares about the coming of the Lord? I'm having such a great time. We ought to be thinking seriously. Why? Last week I told you about the cyber attack, which could knock out everything from one end of America to the other in 15 minutes. And then we've got the electromagnetic pulse. If they shoot up into the heavens from 200 miles out at sea and the atom goes 300 miles into space and mixes with the gamma rays and the materials of the bomb and then comes down and hits the magnetic field, 9 out of 10 of us could die. We're being told, and today we're going to prove it, we are in trouble. And if there were ever a time we need to get right with God, it's now. And here they're going to put sanctions on them, and Russia says no. Why? Because Persia, Iran, Ezekiel 35 is going to go with Russia, Ezekiel 38 verses 1 and 2, for the greatest war in history. Let's quit laughing. Let's spend some time on our knees. Let's get into prayer meetings. Let's get our hearts right with God. Let's live for Him again. Time is short. Prepare to meet that God, Amos 4:12.
Very serious, Jack. Well, friends, we're going to be considering something I mentioned right up front. Iranian nuclear deal. You know what that deal was? Between Iran, Brazil, and Turkey. They've come together for a nuclear deal that could cause great trouble for the United States. And let's take a look at what we're talking about. Iranian nuclear deal raises fears in the West. And in risky deal, Ankara seeks security trade. Once again, Iran's nuclear coup. You know, friends, we're going to go on here, the end of nuclear diplomacy. And I believe, Jack, you'd like to read something out of this one also, okay. Wouldn't you please?
Now, Iran is either going to become a nuclear power or it will be stopped from doing so by military action. Either a war will be upon us or a cycle of Mideast nuclear proliferations. We better quit laughing. We're living in dangerous times.
You believe that, Jack? We're living in dangerous times, certainly.
Ever.
All right. We're going to go on here with some more headlines, and then I'm going to ask Jack a direct question. Iran to hold 8-day military exercise in the Persian Gulf, and now Obama says you must call it the Persian Gulf. Actually, Iran used to be called Persia. Okay? Here we go. U.S. reportedly beefing up defenses in the Persian Gulf. And Hezbollah, Iran's strike to ignite Mideast. Who's going to begin this Middle East war that the Bible does predict, Jack?
It will be made, but will only last for 42 months. Again, Daniel 9:27. And then in Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2, Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh fight the war of the latter years and the latter days, and say in verse 11, I'm going to go against them that are at peace, that are at rest. And Russia leads one of the greatest wars in the history of the world, and Mr. Obama's non-proliferation treaty is going to fail, as we're about to see. Now, notice carefully that the names that I've often said are cities in Russia, I've never really proven to you, which I'm going to do right now. And the first one we see in Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2, is Gog, meaning nothing more or less than end-time ruler, over Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. Now, the Scythians are given the credit for settling Russia, and the Greeks call them Magog or Magogites, and that's found in Jesenius, Book 1, Chapter 6. Next, we see Meshach, which became Mosach, Moscati, and Moscow. No doubt about it. Then there's Tubal. It's Tobolsk on the Russian map because of the Russian spelling, S-K, and they are southwest of Siberia. Then we have the term Rosh. Oh, this is interesting, because in your English Bible, it just says chief prince, because a Rosh is a chief, someone who's high up and heads up organizations. But Rosh is also a proper name. For instance, my name is Jack, and a Jack will hold up a car while changing a tire. But Jack is a proper name. I'm a person. And Rosh is the name of the nation that's going to lead this war. And in Hebrew today, it's still Rosh. And in Greek, it's Russia. And in English, it's Russia. And you can see Ezekiel 38, verses 15, they come from the north. Ezekiel 39, verses 1 and 2, from the north. If you draw a line from Israel to Moscow to the North Pole, you go right straight through that city. No doubt about it. What a day to be alive. 2,500 years after this is written, we're seeing it come to pass. And of course, they're defeated in chapter 39, verses 1 and 2. I'm against thee, O Gog, the Russian prince of Moscow and Tobolsk. I'll leave but the sixth part of thee. 5/6 of their armies are going to fall. And included in that will be, watch this now, I'm not going to name them all, Persia in verse 5, who changed his name to Iran in 1935, you big shot, Ahmadinejad, you're going to have egg on your face before long. And then, get it, verse 7 is Tagarma, Turkey, the one that's mediating right now with Persia. There are many more. I'm not going to get into them now. All these Muslim nations are coming to the Middle East, led by Russia, and there's going to be a terrible war, and they're driven back to Siberia, Joel 2:20. And as they're driven back, the prophet sees blood, fire, pillars, columns of smoke, the effects of a nuclear blast. And then there's a second wave as the leftover troops of Russia come back with the Oriental armies, the largest in the world, and that's Revelation 16:12. The number of the army was 200,000, Revelation 9, verses 14 to 18, coming from the east, the eastern nations. Again, I give it Revelation 16, verse 12. And boy, will this be some war. Loose the four angels bound in the great river Euphrates to slay a third part of mankind. The number of the army was 200,000, 200 million. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, smoke, and brimstone. This is the second invasion. And then there's a third. There's all nations finally come against Jerusalem. Oh, the Jew has been a hated person. But you see what's so important about the headlines this week? Iran has had Tagarma join with them, and they were even thinking about becoming members of the European Union. I don't think now they'll be accepted. They're getting ready for the battle that's coming. What a day to be alive. Let's quit all our merrymaking and all our nonsense and get down to business. Living for God. He's coming soon.
Ooh, Jack. Can you imagine that? I'm sitting here absolutely amazed that all the names of the cities in Russia are in Ezekiel 38 and that the War of Wars is explained in the Bible. The headlines are in the Bible. And I'm so happy about something that Jack always makes very clear. The Lord is coming back, and He's going to stop this war. How great. He's going to stop Armageddon. Aren't you happy if you know the Lord and you know the one who's going to stop the war? I'm so happy about that, Jack.
Amen. We're going to be gone too, Rex Ella. Come up hither. We're going to miss it all.
Right.
Revelation 3:10.
I love it. The Bible is up to date. Ahmadinejad made it clear, very clear, as to what Iran and Syria want to do. They want to do this. Ahmadinejad, Iran and Syria will create, you've seen this, a new world order. Ahmadinejad, Arab world will usher in new Mideast without the Zionists. Again, Ahmadinejad, Zionist crimes will hasten their fall. And again, he says, Israel at end of line will soon fade away. Are you kidding? All right, that's a statement he made. Iran president sees countdown to Israel's end. And Ahmadinejad will sever enemies' hands. Oh, what a terrible statement. And then he goes on, we'll cut off Israel's feet if it attacks Syria. And Iran, Israel, U.S. will soon die. Hey, did you notice we're included there? Israel, U.S. will soon die. They're including us. Follow God or vanish, Ahmadinejad tells the West, and that's his God, not Jehovah God. And Netanyahu, world is gradually accepting Iran's extermination calls. And Ahmadinejad, God told me we would win. Well, I'll tell you, will Iran's threats succeed as far as Israel's concerned? Will they wipe them off the face of the earth?
Absolutely not. If there's any race that Yahweh, God, loves upon the face of the earth, it's the Jew. They are his chosen people. Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 and 8. The Lord did not choose you because you were the greatest in number, but because he loved you, Israel. He loves the Jew so much that he calls the Jewish people the apple of his eye, Zechariah 2, verse 8. And though they failed him often, he is married to them and says in Jeremiah 3, 14, return, you backsliding children, for I'm married unto you. Israel is the wife of Yahweh God. The church of Jesus Christ is the bride of the Lord Jesus, Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8. That's where the ceremony takes place. And not only that, but Israel is God's elect. What? I thought the church was elect. That's the bride of Christ. And we're elect in Titus 1:1 and 1 Peter 1:2. But the Jew, Isaiah 42:1, 45:4, 65:9, and verse 22. And they're always going to be his elect. And he says, I'm going to give you an everlasting name. Isaiah 56:5, don't worry about this Ahmadinejad, the little Hitler. I'm going to protect you. I'll rain fire and brimstone upon Gog of Magog and the Persia, Iran, and Turkey that goes with them. You can't beat Yahweh God. And here's a little man who is the second Hitler who says, I'm going to obliterate every Jew from the face of the earth. As I said earlier, he's claiming Psalm 83:4, I will erase the Jew from off the face of the earth. He's not going to do it.
Well, you know where the Lord is coming back. He's coming back. He's going to set his foot on the Mount of Olives. How wonderful to know Israel will be in existence because he's going to set his foot on the Mount of Olives. If he were to come right now, would you welcome him? Would you want him here? Would you want him to find you as you are? How wonderful to know that you can have peace in your heart because he wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your Savior now. Oh, Jack, show everyone how they can be converted now.
Look at me. There's only one way. His name is Jesus. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, and he alone can do it. No one else. No one else. So look at me and from your heart, pray this, Lord Jesus, sent by the Father to be the Savior of the whole world. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Oh, the cross. on which you so agonizingly suffered for me to carry all my sin. I lay all my burdens, all my sins on you today, Jesus. Come into my heart, save me. Pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Oh, amen. I trust that you prayed that prayer. How wonderful to have the Savior in your life. And if you did make that decision, there's my address. Please write to me. I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet. First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord will wipe away anything in your life you don't want there with His blood, and He will make a new life for you. Friends, I really love this, and it's for you. It's never too late to make a fresh start with God. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added.